From scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and
I'm Nigel Payne.
So Nigel is coming to us live and direct from the other side of the world as he takes his winter microphone and set up south into the global south. So thanks, Nigel, for joining us, because it's late at night for you and fairly early morning for me. So we are going to talk about a bit of research, because everyone who listens to this podcast knows that's what we like to do a lot of the time. So we've got a Cognota report of about, I think it's around 100 people, more than 100 people researched. It's called LearnOps Trends and Insights Report. Now, off air, we were just saying LearnOps is basically kind of the operation of learning, I think. It's doing learning and development in an organization. But it looks like they've trademarked the name. So they're going for a cut-through name for what learning development does. But the research is quite interesting, Nigel. So what did you, anything stand out for you?
I think it's almost like a playbook, Martin. So instead of saying that this is some bad stuff and here's some good stuff, it's saying these are the things that you should be doing. And they're really sensible. Aligning L&D with business goals. Guess what? That's a really good idea. So they therefore rank their interviewees against that. 35% were good at that, 15% excellent. So that's kind of close to half, 25% fair, and then 25% poor or very poor. So they're basically saying, if you want to run a successful learning operation, cut that back to LearnOps, then there are a number of things you ought to do. One is alignment. The second is optimizing resources and strategy, planning L&D programs with precision that are focused on the needs of the organization, that confirms the alignment, all those kinds of things. Absolutely fundamental. What are the primary objectives for your learning programs? Improving employee performance and productivity, 69%. And so it goes on. All of these things are really important and people are doing them. And the report sort of highlights the things that people are doing and doing well, and just draws attention to the fact that that's not universal. So that's what I took from it. Interesting areas that they decided to focus on, and some good quotes from those involved in learning and development all the way through. So it's peppered with reports from people who are partners with Cognota or customers of Cognota, I don't know. But That makes a lot of sense all the way. There's nothing that I would pick and say, what? Why are you saying that? But yeah, it is very much, these are the kind of basics. You should be following them. Yeah. What did you think, Martin?
I just got a couple of points, really. One is that, you know, over the year, there's been a lot of talk about measurement and measuring impact. And in this bit of research, the question was asked, how confident are you in the metrics you report on to stakeholders? 35% are extremely confident or very confident. 30% are moderately confident. So that's 65%, that's fine. But 35% are slightly or not at all confident. So there's a rump of people who aren't happy with the... they're not confident in the metrics. But then there's a question, how would you rate the effectiveness of your current measurement and reporting tools for L&D? Yes.
Very different story
now
here.
This, yeah. So neutral, ineffective, very ineffective adds up to 65%.
Yes.
I mean, it's a bit of a weird one. There's some confidence in the metrics that are being reported on to stakeholders, but the effectiveness of your measurement and reporting tools are not very good. So there's, as ever with this research, you know, there's kind of always two sides to everything. So it's a bit hard, it can be hard to navigate this, but I think it's worth the nuance. You know, the devil in the detail is really important, because that's quite a big takeaway, I think. What if you don't have a confidence in your tools to report on it, then... And measurement and impact is hugely important, and it's going to be increasingly so, especially with resourcing constraints around, you know, automation coming in. You know, that That I thought was quite telling. So that's important. The other thing I thought was very interesting, it talks about how long on average do your learning programs take to execute from ideation to launch. Now, they're looking at programs, so they may not have looked at other approaches. But for 65% of people, it's 1 to 6 months.
Yes.
Just think about that, 20%, 6 to 12 months. And you wonder why people worry about relevance. You know, that in the last year, you may have been, some people, 20% of respondents would have been working on maybe their AI upskilling. And they only would have just started doing it because they've spent 6 to 12 months trying to figure out the design and rolling it out. You know, so it's like that to me. I mean, it may just be talking about programs, but really that is a big red flag for me. It's just
it's too slow.
It's too
far
slow.
Too slow. Far too slow.
And I think,
relying on courses still. That if there's a skills issue, if something like AI appears, we have to roll out a course. Why? Who says that? Yeah. Why is that true? So, you know, the conclusion is good, Martin. I think it's saying learning and talent's evolving role in organizational success. So there's a clear shift towards strategic data-driven approaches. We're aligning with corporate goals, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a shift. We're not there by any means. And many organizations are not only not quite there, they're on the other side of the river looking over, looking across and waving half-heartedly, hello. So that's not very heartening. But I do think their conclusion is fair. We're moving. There's a move afoot. But is it enough? Is it enough? Is it fast enough? That is the question for me.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out in the coming months. That's Nigel.
Good.
Thanks for your thoughts. And enjoy your evening, and I'll enjoy the rest of my day. And we'll speak soon.
Always a pleasure, Martin. From scratch.